His Hands and His Feet, an Easter sermon preached by Pastor Todd Wilkin.
Dear sinner, dear doubter, dear skeptic, see His hands and feet. The forgiveness of my sin lies in the hands and the feet of the crucified and risen Jesus.
And we'll send you a CD of this sermon for any size gift during the Easter season. Make a secure online donation today, issuesetc.org. Thanks for thinking of us during the 50 days of Easter.
This incident is another sobering reminder of the times in which we live. Around the world and here at home, there are those who would attack our citizens and who would slaughter innocent men, women, and children in pursuit of their murderous agenda. As Americans and as a nation, we will not be terrorized. We will not cower in fear. We will not be intimidated. We will be vigilant. We will work together.
That's President Obama speaking today about the arrest of the Times Square bomb suspect, Faisal Shahzad, Pakistani, but a naturalized citizen, about 30 years old, and almost got away with it. The bomb did not go off, but he was ready to get on a plane for Dubai and then back to Pakistan. Why did he do it? Does this have a connection? He says he acted alone, but the Pakistanis have detained at least four individuals they think are connected to this. It's the face of terrorism yet again, and a close call, one might say too close of a call. We'll be talking about the arrest of the Times Square bomb suspect for the first 10 minutes of Issues Etc. on this Tuesday afternoon, May the 4th. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in. Now, you can join us for the next 2 hours of the program. Our call-in number, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Our in-studio email address, talkback@issuesetc.org, talkback@issuesetc.org, or you can Twitter us at @issuesetc. Brigitte Gabriel will be our guest for the first 10 minutes of the program. Then we'll have some audio open lines. I want to know what you think about immigration reform. Does God's Word have anything to say about immigration reform? The Catholic bishops are against the reforms that are taking place in the state of Arizona. Some boycotts going on down there as well. I want to know what you think about it during audio open lines in about 10 minutes here on Issues Etc. You can also leave your thoughts for us at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, facebook.com/issuesetc. Then Dr. John Warwick Montgomery will join us to talk about three issues: the recent Supreme Court ruling about the display of a cross to honor veterans in the Mojave National Desert, the Shroud of Turin, and the alleged discovery of Noah's Ark. Brigitte Gabriel joins us. She's founder of Act for America, author of the book They Must Be Stopped, Why We Must Defeat Radical Islam and How We Can Do It. Brigitte, welcome back to Issues Etc.
Thank you. I'm delighted to be back with you, Todd.
What was your initial reaction when the news broke about a Times Square attempted bombing here?
Well, as a terrorism analyst and an expert who monitors these things, 99.9% I knew it was going to be Muslim. I knew it was going to be homegrown terrorism. I knew it was going to be more than one person associated with it, because they are never usually a lone person operating in something like this. They always have help. And I knew that it was going to be the expected humdrum comments coming from our government, you know, from the, it's somebody disgruntled with the healthcare issue, you know, like Mayor Bloomberg said yesterday. I actually expected Janet Napolitano to say it. Maybe it's an upset vet who just came from Afghanistan and Iraq and who's just lashing out against our government policies. So, you know, finally now we realize that it is homegrown, that he has other people working with him, that he is a Muslim, that he is a jihadist with links to Pakistan.
He is a naturalized U.S. citizen, and you've used the term they're homegrown. Why do you think that particular facet of worldwide terrorism, why do you think it's escaped the radar screen so much, for especially for the American government, both past and present?
Well, Todd, it is because of political correctness. Everybody, I believe political correctness needs to be thrown in the garbage where it belongs. We need to start calling a spade a spade. Because of political correctness, nobody wants to acknowledge the problem. I mean, we have a government right now that has literally deleted the words Islam, Islamic Jihad, Mujahideen, Islamic terrorism out of our language, in our military, in our State Department, in our FBI, at the CIA. How can we defeat an enemy if our enemy calls its name, that the name of the terrorist organization is Islamic Jihad or Al-Mujahideen or Hezbollah, the party of Allah, if we cannot call them by their name, how are we going to be able to defeat this enemy? This is the reason why terrorists or, you know, homegrown terrorists are feeling more empowered to come basically out of the woodwork. Because for the last 12 months, since President Obama became president, we have arrested over 55 homegrown terrorists, all Americans, all Muslims, either born into the Islamic faith or have converted into Islam, who are plotting to either kill Americans, harm Americans, or commit terrorist acts on American soil.
So what should be done?
I think the first thing should be the acknowledgement that we are dealing with a radical ideology that is driving radical educated young men and in some cases women to commit terrorist acts. They do not have to belong to an organization. Obviously, this man is not a card-carrying member of Al-Qaeda. Neither was Nidal Hassan, the Fort Hood massacre perpetrator. What we are realizing now that we are dealing with an ideology that is spreading worldwide, and it is the jihadist ideology. We in our government need to acknowledge that fact and acknowledge the source of it and start talking about those who are perpetrating it, those who are spreading it, those who are encouraging it, because as we see, people like terrorists do not operate independently. You know, in my book, They Must Be Stopped, I discuss what is being taught in the Islamic mosques in the United States, which are funded 90% by the Saudi government, and all the hate education being taught in the mosques. That's what we are finding out, where terrorist recruits are being trained, are being networked, are being funded, and they go out and commit their terrorist acts. So for starters, we need to throw political correctness in the garbage and start identifying who we are really fighting and what is driving them.
So it sounds like while we always keep our eye on the borders and on the foreign scene as well, it sounds like we do not have to leave the United States to find a source of terrorism.
No, we don't. They are here operating within our communities. They are working within our communities. In my book, I discuss how if you are an American living in a major city in the United States, you have shaken hand with a terrorist. You have exchanged money with a terrorist. You maybe have sat next to a terrorist in a movie theater. We are living in a different world after 9/11. And it's amazing how about a year ago, Napolitano and all our, you know, Department of Homeland Security and all these people were talking about against vigilantes. You cannot be vigilant. We could not even use that term because that was a bad thing if we kept our eyes open about suspicious people acting suspiciously. This is all you can hear on television today. Vigilant. Be vigilant. We want people to be vigilant. We need vigilance, keeping an eye on the community. All of a sudden, this word, after a foiled terrorist attack, which could have been disastrous in Times Square on New York and terrorism and the whole industry, all of a sudden, this word was taboo last year, has become today the big word that our government is touting for people to open their eyes. And I'm saying this as the president of ACT for America. We are the largest national security grassroots movement in the United States. We have 80,000 members, 380 chapters nationwide. And every time we spoke last year about why we need to keep our eyes open, why citizens need to be trained on what to look out for, how to spot the suspicious activity, how you can be organized in your own community. Everybody was warning, like, oh my gosh, you cannot be like vigilantes. You cannot use that term. You know, people have to be careful with these things. All of a sudden today, this is what our government is saying. You need to keep your eyes open. You need to be vigilant. The citizens need to be trained on how to spot suspicious activities. And I urge people listening to this broadcast to go to our website, actforamerica.org. Sign up to get our emails and join us. Join a chapter in your community so you can become a voice affecting your community and our nation.
So what's the lesson to be learned from the arrest of the Times Square bomb suspect?
The lesson to be learned is we must keep our eyes open because we cannot rely on our government. We are the eyes and ears of our government and our community. If it wasn't for the vigilant eyes and the training of the military veteran who was a vendor in Times Square, who noticed the SUV parked in a suspicious place, which it should not be, when he looked inside the SUV, he noticed the keys were left in the ignition. He also noticed a keychain which was filled with a lot of other keys also attached to the key in the ignition. And he thought, wow, that is odd. And this is when he signaled for a police officer to come and start investigating and looking into the car. And this is when they started seeing smoke coming out of the car and popping, like, you know, firecrackers popping. If it wasn't for that street vendor being vigilant and calling the police officer, that bomb would have exploded. They did not prevent it. Luck was on our side that the wires were not connected properly. But despite that fact, we had luck on our side. But it was the eyes and ears of that veteran defenders of this country who said, we need to alert the authorities. If you go to Act for America, we have, if you click on veteran defenders, we are mobilizing the veterans nationwide. It's a project of Act for America that was started about 2 months ago. And it's to basically bring veterans together in different communities, network them together so they can be an asset to our country, working with first responders and law enforcement in case of a disaster to either prevent a disaster, a terrorist attack, or be prepared in working with local authorities in preventing a crisis or managing a crisis if, God forbid, it occurs.
Brigitte Gabriel is founder of Act for America. You'll find a link to them at our website, issuesetc.org. She's author of the book, They Must Be Stopped, Why We Must Defeat Radical Islam and How We Can Do It. You can purchase this book at our website, issuesetc.org. Brigitte, thank you very much for being our guest.
Thank you. Have a great day.
When we come back, question that I've been thinking about and I want your answer to. What do you make of immigration reform? This has been a subject that has been on the minds of Americans for, oh golly, I mean, if you really want to be strict about it, decades, but in a very intense way for about 3 or 4 years. What do you think about immigration reform? As a Christian, do you think that the Bible has anything to say about it at all? And I'd also like your reaction to something that a Catholic bishop in Arizona has to say. We'll hear that on the other side of the break during Audio Open Lines. Stay tuned.
We know that you want to build your family on the right foundation from the very start, the foundation of Jesus Christ. Concordia Publishing House offers more than 8,000 products for churches, schools, and homes, dedicated customer service, and an experienced staff to help you focus on what matters most. Click to connect at cph.org. Concordia Publishing House, listening, responding, providing for God's people. Concordia Publishing House, cph.org.
Thanks for sending us your email. Having produced Issues Etc. for more than 15 years, I can tell you that we've never received email response like this. Unfortunately, we simply can't reply to all of your email. So here's a way that I can almost guarantee a response to your question or comment. Call the Issues Etc. comment line, 618-223-8384. It's available for your questions or comments 24/7, 618-223-8384.
Defending the faith, teaching the truth. You're listening to Issues Etc.
In 1521, at the Diet of Worms, Martin Luther was asked to recant his writings. Luther responded, "Unless I am convinced from the sacred scriptures that I am in error, I cannot and will not recant. Here I stand. I cannot do otherwise. God help me. Amen." Will you stand with us as we proclaim these Reformation truths in the 21st century? You can take your stand by becoming a monthly or annual contributor to Issues Etc. To find out how you can become an Issues Etc. confessor, apologist, reformer, or patron, check out the donate page of our website, issuesetc.org. Just look for the picture of Martin Luther posting the 95 Theses. Help us proclaim the solas of the Reformation, Scripture, faith, grace, and Christ alone. Here we stand, Issues Etc., and you.